Hundreds of Australian Tamils have rallied outside Parliament House in Canberra today, calling on the Australian government to support a stronger UN Human Rights Council resolution on Sri Lanka. Australian Tamils want an investigation into alleged genocide of the Tamil people by the Sri Lankan government and an end to what they say is state-sponsored violence, arbitrary detention and disappearance, and sexual abuse. Seran Sribalan is an Australian Tamil activist and youth spokesperson who spoke to me from the rally.
There's about a good 500 Tamil people here today, quite a big crowd. Basically, what we're calling for is an international independent investigation into war crimes, crimes against humanity, and charges of genocide. In the northeast of Sri Lanka, structural genocide has been taking place for over 60 years. The Tamil people have gone through so many atrocities, and in 2009, close to 100,000 Tamil people were murdered, and a number of those murders were committed by the Sri Lankan government, as per the UN panel report that came back out in early 2010. And so there's a vital push for there to be accountability, and there's a vital push to say impunity is not something that Western countries, that Australia, that democratic nations will put up with.
Tony Abbott chose to attend the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Sri Lanka late last year, where other heads of government from Commonwealth countries were choosing to boycott it because of those allegations of human rights abuses. When he was there, he praised Sri Lanka for its efforts to address human rights issues and allegations of war crimes. Do you think that Sri Lanka is making an effort to address human rights issues, as Tony Abbott has stated?
Only 2 days ago, a mother and child were arrested by the Sri Lankan government in the northeast in a place called Kilinochi. The daughter's 13 years old and the mother was arrested as well. Both of those people were two of the people who have been searching for their brother and son, who has disappeared since 2009. Both of those people were on the videos when David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, went to the northeast. Both of those people met Navi Pillay, and both of them have been arrested as a warning to other people who have been campaigning against the forced disappearances in Sri Lanka. This is their answer to any sort of reconciliation. This is their answer to war crimes. This is their answer to all the pressure that we're putting from our end. Their answer is to arrest, torture and rape the Tamil people and Tamil activists.
If there is an investigation into allegations of genocide committed by Sri Lanka against the Tamil people, this would have implications for Australia's assessment of Tamil refugee claims or asylum seeker claims, wouldn't it?
It does. If the Liberal government has a stand where they're looking to stop people smuggling, looking to stop the boats coming to Australia, the first stand should be to look into why those people are coming on these boats, why they're risking their lives to come on boats to Australia. And one of the core reasons is because of the oppressive nature of regimes like this current Rajapaksa government, because of things like genocide and the war crimes that have been committed because of forced disappearances, rape and torture. The Australian government has to take a strong stand and say, no, we will not put up with this. If they brought an end to that, then there would be no need for people to get on a boat to come to Australia.
Has anyone from government actually responded to your request to the Australian government?
When we were at Parliament, members of the Liberal Party, the Labor Party and the Greens came out to address us. We had Kristen Milne and Senator Lee Rhiannon from the Greens, Michelle Rowland from the Labor Party, Philip Ruddock, Craig Laundrie and Craig Kelly from the Liberal Party.
And what did they have to say?
Basically that war crimes and crimes against humanity is not something that we could put up with, and the town people need to keep their voice loud and that they'll bring it up in Parliament. But we can only wait and see to see what happens. In the Senate, there was a resolution passed calling the Australian government to support the resolution, but it's still unknown to know for us to see what the Liberal government is actually going to do.
Sarah.